like he wondered if I really thought he was dim enough to think they were off for a picnic. He remembered the brothers from Dejigore, and probably understood their obsessions better than I did. Something was in the wind, though. I went down to meet them.
"Hey!" Cleet hollered, waving. "It's the Hermit Prince. What are you guys up to?"
"We heard you set up your own kingdom over here. We come to see its wonders."
"Looks like you're here to invade me. What is all this shit?" I couched the question in the language of the Jewel Cities.
"Field trials for a new toy. We've been playing with it in the cellars of the castle."
"Huh. Could there be a real reason that the old man still kept most of Overlook off limits? I hope it's good to eat." Longo snickered.
"This would be too tasty, Mergen. But it'll be fun to dish out."
Tide scowled. Left out again. Too bad. He was with the company, but not of the company. As I lived with Nguyen Bao, without being Nguyen Bao. The way you guys are grinning, I got to figure, whatever it is, it's got a lot of gears and levers and does something entirely decorative with a reliability quotient of 10%.
Oh, ye of weak faith.
Cleet, you ever seen a sour ball as negative as this guy?
He just don't understand engineering.
I understand engineering fine. I don't understand engineers. What are we doing?
Failed tests, Cleet reminded me. We applied a little engineering to Lady's fireball flingers.
Range, accuracy, power, Mergen. Loftus enthused. Velocity. All areas where we thought there was room for improvement. Absolutely. The fireball throwers would do a man a lot of damage, but you practically had to stick him with your pole to make sure you hit him. All this foreign yammer brought Uncle Doge around to poke his nose in. Which did him no good. But he would figure it out quickly enough.
Longo said, "You got a nice field of fire here, Mergen."
He waved toward the mountains. Miles of nothing lay between us and the evergreen forest. His arm swung around to indicate Overlook.
"And a nice measured range down that way."
Men were out there setting some kind of survey stakes already. Guys up close started working double time, dragging stuff off the pack animals. Cletus grabbed a bamboo pole.
"Your basic bamboo. The kind Lady turned out until we brought our thoughts to the table."
Cleet popped off a few fireballs in the general direction of a couple of gossiping crows. The crows laughed. The fireballs wobbled into the distance, ran out of momentum, drifted to the ground, faded away.
"Can't hit shit, except shadows. Unless you walk right up to what you want to burn."
Longo interjected. "We made her believe that since soldiers would be using the bamboo to work other targets, whether she liked that or not, they ought to be able to hit whatever they're aiming at." Loftus said, "She spent time around soldiers. She understands how they think." I sneered. "She's been screwing one for 5 years. She ought to have a clue." Cleet grabbed a bamboo pole with black bands around it.
"This is a cute little number."
He nodded to his brothers. They picked up similar poles. Each brother pointed his in the general direction of a crow. Cleet said,
"Do it."
They cranked. Fireballs flew. Black feathers exploded, floated around smoldering. More fireballs darted out. It didn't seem to matter whether the guys aimed well or not.